You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We all know how important it is to keep your eye on the money, and not just your own. Stay on top of the latest financial and market news with Yahoo Finance, a podcast that releases new episodes almost every day. You'll hear a brief overview of the biggest news in the financial world, all in 3 minutes or less, right after markets close. Check out Yahoo Finance wherever you get your podcasts. That's Yahoo Finance wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Kick-Ass News. I'm Ben Mathis. Hey folks, I have a couple of quick announcements as we kick off the new year here. I hope you'll help us fund our production costs for 2017 so I can keep providing you brand new podcasts twice a week. Show your support for the show by giving to our GoFundMe campaign at gofundme.com/kickassnews or click on the donate button at kickassnews.com. Whatever you can give is always appreciated and will help us keep going over here in 2017. I also want to ask you to take a brief listener survey so we can better understand you, our audience, and find advertisers who are best matched to your interests. Just take 5 minutes to go to podsurvey.com/kick and take the survey. And when you're done, be sure to register to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Again, that's podsurvey.com/kick. Thanks for listening, and now enjoy the podcast. Hi, I'm Ben Mathis, and welcome to Kick-Ass News. Of all the scientific wonders of the world, almost nothing remains more of a mystery to us than our own brain. Brain health has been kind of a fascination of mine ever since I was diagnosed with ADD years ago. I'm always interested in learning about the environmental factors, the activities, and the health and psychological aspects that can affect the brain for better or for worse. And in an awful lot of ways, the modern world is not being kind to our brains. Stress, lack of sleep, junk food, technology, even technology that's supposed to be making our lives easier, all of it takes a toll on the old noodle. But my guests today say it's not a lost cause. You can stop and even reverse the brain shrinkage and deterioration that naturally comes with age, and you can take steps every day to increase your mental sharpness, your capacity to learn and access information, and your emotional health. They're two of the leading experts on brain health, Dr. Daniel Amen, MD, and his wife, Tana Amen. Daniel Amen is a double board certified psychiatrist, professor, and 10-time New York Times best-selling author. He is one of the world's foremost experts on using brain imaging tools to help optimize and treat his patients. Amen Clinics have one of the highest published success rates for patients, and his research was listed as one of the top 100 stories in science for 2015 by Discover Magazine. He's written and hosted 11 highly popular shows about the brain for public television, and his work has been featured in the New York Times Magazine, the Washington Post, and Men's Health, and on the Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil shows. Tana Amen holds a Bachelor of Science in Nursing and is a registered nurse and vice president of Amen Clinics. She's the author of 6 books, including the New York Times bestseller, The Omni Diet. Tana is a highly respected health and fitness expert who has appeared on The Doctors, The Today Show, and Good Day New York, as well as public television specials promoting brain health with her husband. Together, they've written a new book called The Brain Warrior's Way: Ignite Your Energy and Focus, Attack Illness and Aging, Transform Pain into Purpose. And today, they sit down with me at the Amen Clinic in Costa Mesa, California, to discuss how brain scans can actually show us what a healthy versus an unhealthy brain looks like. And they reveal how everything from junk food and cable news to smartphones and alcohol are eating away at our brains every day. They give some helpful advice about foods and even spices that can give your brain a boost, and what exercises and activities are not only great for your body, but specifically improve brain health. They'll discuss some of the secrets to overall wellness and fighting aging, including an approach to life that they say is scientifically proven to be the single largest predictor of longevity. They dispel a variety of brain health fads, they extol the virtues of periodic fasting, and explain how the food industry uses neuroscience to trick you into buying products that aren't good for you. Coming up with Brain Warriors Dr. Daniel and Tana Amon in just a moment. Dr. Daniel G. Amon, M.D., is a double board-certified psychiatrist, professor, and 10-time New York Times best-selling author. His research into brain health and neuroplasticity was listed as one of the top 100 stories in science for 2015 by Discover Magazine and featured in the New York Times Magazine, The Washington Post, Men's Health, on The Dr. Oz Show, and Dr. Phil. He's hosted 11 highly popular shows about the brain for public television along with his wife, Tana. Tana Amon is vice president of the Amon Clinics. She's the author of 6 books, including the New York Times bestseller, The Omni Diet. She is a highly respected health and fitness expert. They've written a new book called The Brain Warrior's Way, Ignite Your Energy and Focus, Attack Illness and Aging, Transform Pain into Purpose. They're sitting down with me at the Amon Clinic in Costa Mesa. Dr. and Mrs. Amon, thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much.
Before we get into the book, explain what it is that you do here at the Amon Clinic.
So we have 6 clinics around the United States, 3 on the East Coast, 3 on the West Coast. And it's very different if people want a better brain, they come here. If they're struggling with things like ADD, anxiety, depression, autism, dementia, marital problems, what we do is we look at their brain before we go about changing it. So we have built the world's largest database of brain scans related to behavior. We do a study called Brain SPECT, S-P-E-C-T, imaging. SPECT looks at blood flow and activity. It looks at how your brain works. So as a psychiatrist, I say I belong to the only medical specialty that virtually never looks at the organ it treats, if you think about that.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're depressed or you have anxiety or you have OCD or post-traumatic stress disorder, you go and tell somebody your symptoms, and based on your symptoms, they give you a diagnosis and a treatment plan. It's exactly what they did in 1840 when Lincoln was depressed. So I'm a huge Lincoln fan, and most people don't know he had a bad head injury when he was 10 years old. And he experienced multiple episodes of major depression in his life. Back then they called it melancholia, where he had been suicidal. Right. And in the winter of 1840, he had a political setback and was depressed. And he went to see his doctor, Anson Henry. And how did Dr. Henry diagnose him? He talked to him. He looked at him. He looked for symptom clusters. And then he diagnosed and treated him. It's exactly what happens in most psychiatric clinics around the world. We think that's wrong because you're missing a very important part of the picture, which is looking at the functioning of the brain before you go about changing it.
And I've seen the lectures that you've given on PBS where you compare different brain scans of healthy brains with brains that have suffered traumatic brain injury, drug and alcohol use, dementia, stress, PTSD. What does a healthy brain scan look like compared to some of these other cases?
So on a healthy scan, and we have our own large, normal, healthy group, but there are 45 studies in the literature on over 5,000 people.
Wow.
Healthy SPECT scan shows full, even, symmetrical activity. Basically shows healthy blood flow everywhere. The most active part of the brain in a healthy brain is the cerebellum, which is the back bottom part of the brain. I call it the Rodney Dangerfield part of the brain because it gets no respect. It's 10% of the brain's volume, but it has 50% of the brain's neurons. In a healthy SPECT scan, that part of the brain is active. What we often see in traumatic brain injury is that part of the brain gets turned off. So healthy is not hard. I can put my five-year-old grandson on my lap and go, healthy or not? Because, oh, no, Grandpa, not healthy. If he's looking at someone who's an alcoholic or someone who's a drug abuser or someone who has Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah.
And, you know, since Tana's here, 2.5 weeks after we met 11 years ago, I said, hey, you haven't seen the clinic yet, because I already knew I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
And I've wanted to see her brain. So it was part of the criteria.
Really? So that's why I can tell you it's the first time anyone, I thought
that's
it was a
romantic.
Really original line. I've never had anybody tell me they wanted to see my naked brain. So it was very, very unique.
And the two of you have written this new book, The Brain Warrior's Way, that talks about the factors that damage our brain and what we can do to improve it, and by extension, our physical and emotional health even, and that of the people around us. First off, why such an aggressive title? Is Daniel a fan of Sun Tzu, or what is that about?
What's well, the we've been trying to get healthy people healthy for decades here at Amen Clinics. And the more I learn about it, the more I realize everywhere you go, you're in a war for the health of your brain.
Well, and for me, this is personal. So as somebody who grew up in poverty, who was very sick as a child, I mean, I was one of those kids who was always on antibiotics, was really sick, always in the hospital, and then got cancer 3 times. This is personal. And if you've ever been sick or taken care of somebody sick, you know it's a war. Mm-hmm. It's a war to get well. If you've taken care of a sick child, you know it's a war to deal with the system. And that's why we call it the Brain Warrior's Way. But we say that if you have the right tools, we want to give you the right tools to arm and prepare you to win the fight of your life.
I've seen your specials on PBS about brain health, and it's something that always interested me. The problem is I'm very interested in brain health. I'm not so good about the other half of it, exercising, eating right, the physical health part. But it seems that, as a good rule of thumb, what's good for the body is good for the brain, and what's bad for the body is going to be bad for the brain.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Well, but it starts with falling in love with your brain, because it's your brain that gets you a date. It's your brain that gets you a job. It's your brain that keeps you married. It's your brain that helps you be a good husband or a good wife. It's your brain controls everything. And here at Amen Clinics, we look at people's brains. And when I looked at mine 25 years ago, I'm like, yuck. But I played football in high school, and I had meningitis as a young soldier. But the big lesson we've learned is you're not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better. I've made mine better. We can prove it. But if you don't see the war, literally everywhere you go, someone is trying to shove bad food down your throat. Mm-hmm. That will kill you early. The real weapons of mass destruction, and ISIS has nothing on our fast food industry. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. It's highly processed, pesticide sprayed, high glycemic, low fiber, food-like substances wrapped in plasticized containers. 2/3 of us are overweight. It's a national security crisis. I was at the Pentagon 2 weeks ago. We're doing a program with the VA and hopefully with the Navy.
Oh, cool.
And what they told me was 70% of the people who try to sign up for the military are rejected because they're not healthy.
Wow.
We are, and I published 2 studies, and this is part of where the war comes from, that said as your weight goes up, the actual physical size and function of your brain goes
so
down.
So they are connected, like
that
you said.
That should scare the fat off anyone.
Yeah.
When I first realized that connection, I lost 30 pounds. I tried to lose 30 pounds for 30 years. I tried Atkins, Sugar Busters, whatever you can think of, I tried. And it wasn't working because I didn't have the right motivation.
Yeah.
But when I realized the very health of the organ that runs my life, that helps me be a good partner with Tana and a good dad to our daughter and a good grandpa, that I'm not going to purposefully damage it. But if you don't see the war, and it's not just food, it's the news channels that repeatedly pour toxic thoughts into our head. It's the gadgets that steal our attention. They're more addictive now than sex, so that's actually disturbing. Yeah. And if you're armed and prepared, because the war has consequences. Alzheimer's is expected to quadruple. Depression's gone up 400%. Wow. And a horrifying statistic, 50% of the American population is diabetic or pre-diabetic. Yeah. 60% of us are hypertensive or pre-hypertensive. Both diabetes and hypertension are a disaster for brain function.
You talked about gadgets. You said all of our gadgets are affecting our brains. And apparently in the book, you said that we are rapidly losing attention span as the result of the iPhone and whatever little trinkets we're playing with.
Well, and they're destroying our relationships. I mean, children, our teenagers don't know how to communicate anymore, and we're not sitting around the table and talking. Everyone's on their gadgets, and it destroys your attention.
And I have patients that are 11 years old that have their phones at night, that are texting their friends, and often very inappropriate, sexualized things. And now, if you make a mistake, it could end up on the internet and live forever with millions of people knowing about it. And we've seen the suicides happen because of it. And so the idea behind the Brain Warrior's Way, I mean, you know, I'm not a fighter. Tana's a fighter.
I'm a fighter.
Tana has two black belts. She's a fighter. But I'm not. But there's a verse in the New Testament I like a lot. John 8:32. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is, it's a war. And if you're not armed, prepared, and aware, you will lose. And it's not just you who loses. It's your babies and your grandbabies, because there's this whole new field called epigenetics where we learn that your habits turn on or off certain genes that make illness more or less likely in your children and your grandchildren.
Wow.
So this morning there were heartbreaking pictures from Aleppo in Syria. And just think about those little girls were born with all the eggs they'll ever have in their ovaries. So you're born with all the eggs you'll ever have. The chronic stress
and the trauma is
turning
on
genes that are making psychiatric illnesses more common.
Oh, wow.
In their babies and their grandbabies.
Well, and a lot of people that we know say they don't want to think about fighting. It's too hard or it's too stressful. And we would just say that even peaceful warriors make a huge difference. So, you know, one of my favorite, I practice martial arts regularly, and one of my favorite quotes in martial arts is, "Master, why do you speak of peace but teach me to fight?" And the master replies, "Because it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war." So it's knowing, it's being armed and prepared.
Okay.
So that you're aware, so that you can avoid the fight.
Yeah, and you use one word in here. You say conscientiousness is the largest single predictor of longevity. What do you mean by that?
If you say you're going to show up and you show up consistently, repeatedly, you live longer than everyone else. So they did this study that started in 1921 looking at what goes with health, success, and longevity. They evaluated 1,548 10-year-old children. And then they followed them over the next 90 years looking for these traits. And it surprised them because, you know, was it happiness? No, there's no correlation with longevity. Huh. Was it a lack of worry? Absolutely not. In fact, the don't worry, be happy people died the earliest from accidents and preventable illnesses. Now, I'm one of seven children, and I have an older brother who I adore, but he just doesn't care, right? He's like off at three, goes, plays golf, eats whatever he wants. He's 150 pounds overweight, and I'm not. Why? Because I worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't want my behavior today to hurt me tomorrow. So we need to be more forward thinking, and it starts with love. Are you in love with your brain? If you are, then you see the war, and then you respond appropriately. The greatest countries have warriors that protect them. We are trying to create this community of brain warriors that are armed, prepared,
and they're
aware.
Protecting themselves, their society. They're building this positive impact on health.
And part of this idea of conscientiousness is you say that people need to know their health numbers. What are the important health numbers that we want to keep an eye on?
Well, so the first, and you can't change what you don't measure. So Peter Drucker said that, the famous business consultant. You can't change what you don't measure. So the first one is BMI, your body mass index. So it's just your weight compared to your height. The first study at the University of Pittsburgh from my friend Cyrus Raji said compared to people who are healthy weight, healthy BMI between 18.5 and 25. So those who are overweight, 25 to 30, had 4% less volume in their brain, but, and their brains looked 8 years older.
Well, but interestingly, being underweight is also not good for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Being right. But the people who are in the obese category over 30 had 8% less volume, and their brains look 16 years older. So just know your BMI. It prevents you from lying. You can get on the web and go BMI calculator and find out.
Okay.
You should also know your blood pressure. High blood pressure, brain atrophy. You know, as blood goes under pressure, there's less of it to your brain. You should also know your testosterone level, low testosterone, and it's rampant because of our high sugar diets.
Really?
And we're not lifting weights. So we're a huge fan of being strong and killing the sugar because those are the two strategies. You should also know your C-reactive protein. It's a measure of inflammation. We know inflammation is a major cause of depression and dementia. Also, your hemoglobin A1C. It's a measure of your blood sugar over time. High blood sugar is a major cause of cognitive problems as you age.
Really? And foods are a huge part of this. Give us the gist of it. What are the foods that we definitely want to avoid, and what are the foods that we maybe want to load up on or at the very least that are better for us?
So there's a reason we came up with a cookbook. I wrote a cookbook to go along with, with the book for this reason, because food is critical. So ancient warriors ate for one reason. They ate to win. That was it. If it didn't serve them in winning, they didn't eat it. And we need to get back to that sort of mindset because, as Putin said, we're basically eating foods that are destroying our society.
Yeah.
So we want you to get rid of the sugar and foods that quickly turn to sugar. Processed fats, they're killing us. And the idea that there's no trans fat in our food anymore is a lie. It's actually legal to put up to a half gram per serving into foods. And most foods that you buy, processed foods, are more than one serving per package. So you're getting up to 2 grams of trans fats per package.
And why trans fats are a problem? Because once you get into your body, they never get out.
They don't leave, and they're toxic. So they create this oxidative process like rust on a car, and they cause inflammation. And so those are really horrible. Just being dehydrated is really bad for you. So all of these things are really bad for your body, but also processed corn and soy and all these they're very highly inflammatory. So that's like a low-level fire burning in your body at all times that is increasing your risk of diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and all of those things increase your risk of brain problems.
So let's talk about what we can eat so people aren't freaked out.
Fish, blueberries, I kind of know the basics.
So it's high-quality calories. So I think of calories like money. Don't overspend or you're going to be bankrupt.
Okay.
Lots of water. Water, 80% of the weight of your brain is water. Clean protein, protein at each meal. So,
and some healthy
fish,
fat.
Chicken, lamb, beef, turkey.
And your brain.
Eggs, we're a huge fan of eggs.
Well, okay.
And this idea of low fat diets, we have to get rid of this idea. So the solid weight of your brain is 60% fat. We want healthy fat. We just don't want trans fat. But when you eat small amounts of protein and healthy fat together, it sends a signal to your brain that you are satisfied, that that you're full. When you eat a lot of carbs, you actually get the opposite signal that
we like carbs. They're smart carbs and dumb carbs.
Right, so the sugary carbs.
The high glycemic, that just means how quickly does a food turn to sugar. So bread, pasta, potatoes, and rice actually turn to sugar in your body faster than table sugar. So it's like less of those.
But if you eat a lot
and
of fiber.
More
you're big
high
on fiber,
low
that makes
glycemic
you
carbs. So think sweet potatoes, apples, oranges, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. So lots of fruit, lots of vegetables, make them colorful.
Okay.
And so now one thing that people say, as soon as we say this, they're like, oh, so all I get to eat is salads and salmon. And it's not true. That's why in the book I have 130 recipes. There's things like blueberry muffins and nutty buttercups and lemon bars.
Chocolate's
it's
awesome.
It's knowing okay. how you to put it together.
You just want to make it sugar-free and dairy-free. So the right kind of chocolate, and it tastes great. Now, we're all in a routine. We all have a routine every day. You just basically have to find 10 to 15 foods, recipes you like mm-hmm. that like you back. Yeah. So in our new show, we talked about, well, what's your relationship like with food? Are you, I mean, I don't know about you, but both of us have been in love
Mine
with people.
Mine is a dysfunctional one.
that beat us up. Not literally, but both of us have been in relationships yeah. that were unhappy.
Yeah.
I love someone who didn't love me mm-hmm. back. Well, I'm not doing that with food. I am mm-hmm. only going to love food that loves me mm-hmm. back. I had a woman once tell me she'd rather get Alzheimer's disease than give up sugar. Now, that's a bad wow. relationship. You're in love with something that is going to
steal. That's like dating yeah. a guy that's beating the hell out of you and you yeah. keep going back for more.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more with Dr. Daniel and Tana Amen when we come back in just a minute. Hey folks, it's a new year and there's no better time to launch an online business or expand your online presence for your existing business. And GoDaddy.com wants to help. GoDaddy's mission is to radically shift the global economy toward life-fulfilling independent ventures, helping their customers kick ass by giving them tools, insights, and the people to transform their ideas and personal initiatives into success. GoDaddy is the world's largest technology provider dedicated to small business and the largest domain registrar with over 62 million domain names under management and big savings over other registrars. Their award-winning 24/7 support will help build your online business and give you everything you need to help get your website up and running. Whether you have a new idea or an established business, the key to success online starts with a great domain name. And GoDaddy is trusted by 13 million customers. That's more than any other registrar. Right now, my listeners can get a special discount on a GoDaddy domain if you just use my offer code KICK30 at checkout to get 30% off a new purchase. That's GoDaddy.com and the offer code KICK30 for 30% off. You don't have to spend a fortune on a domain. Again, just go to GoDaddy.com and type in the offer code KICK30 at checkout for 30% off and launch your online business today. And now, back to the show. You talked about herbs and spices that
so
can actually
powerful.
Be very good for a brain boost.
So powerful.
I didn't even know about that. What are good herbs and spices
so
for the
brain?
So wars
have been fought over herbs and spices for centuries because of the power that they hold. And if you're going to remove a lot of things from your diet, this is a way to not only boost your brain function, but it tastes amazing. Mm-hmm. So saffron. I mean, tell them about the studies with saffron and depression.
Head to head.
Really?
With Prozac. Head to head with Zoloft. Head to head with imipramine. Three, you know, well studied.
Really?
We put it in
the
our supplements.
Same results.
Antidepressants. The same results.
Wow. Yeah.
Saffron also has been shown to help with memory, shown to help with PMS. We're a huge fan. There's actually folklore in Iran, because that's where most of the studies come from, is if you're too happy, you must have eaten saffron. And
really?
So saffron is an amazing spice. Aged garlic. Aged garlic mm-hmm. can help boost your immunity. It can help balance your blood sugar.
Okay. Mint and cinnamon, both of those actually right. boost attention and focus.
That's what someone said. I once heard this, and I don't know if this is true or not. They said, instead of coffee, if you feel like having a coffee later in the day or something, just have a sniff of cinnamon.
Yeah.
And that has the
same
effect.
Or some tea with some cinnamon in it.
Somehow. Huh?
Yeah. And or chew on mint leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Green tea has healing effects.
Right.
But you want to avoid artificial things.
Yeah.
Things that were engineered by neuroscientists. Yeah.
to steal your brain. They're after stomach share and mind
share. It's manipulation.
Share. And it's manipulation. That's part of the war that that we see. And what are the most expensive shelves in a grocery store?
The lowest one-third, the lower one-third of the shelves, they call it market share.
Yeah.
And it's like real estate. So the food companies have to pay the most to put their foods on those shelves. You would think it would be eye level. Well, it is eye level, but it's eye level to children.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, they're trying
insidious.
To. Because,
so they're getting
because think about
generation.
It. You take your child shopping with you. They throw these massive temper tantrums. They're on the ground screaming, kicking, yelling. Their brains have already been hooked. The pleasure centers in their brains have been hooked. And now they've got the next generation of people who are, you know, not making conscientious decisions.
Yeah. And then we've had Happy Meals. For children.
Right.
And there's nothing happy about them. I mean, if you think about it, they're really illness meals.
But when you have a king and a clown.
We think, oh, well, they're children. Their bodies can withstand the assault.
But when you have a king and a clown with $1 billion bankroll that can march into your living room at any time and steal the attention of your children and hook them, that's a war.
Yeah, it was interesting to me that you talked about how you're not the only person studying neuroscience. All these food companies
they pay
know a lot about neuroscience and the tricks
billions
that they use.
And
they
use
criticized
that was
a lot
amazing.
By my colleagues for the scans that we do.
Because it's different. But food companies use them.
But Home Depot uses them for marketing. Pepsi uses them for marketing. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm working with suicidal, homicidal people. You're criticizing me. But the real war is the neuroscientists using these techniques to hook your brain and make you fall in love with Twinkies. I mean, when Twinkies almost went out, there was this huge uproar.
People were trying to buy them everywhere.
And I don't know if you saw, it was just a couple of months ago, it came out that the sugar industry
was so sad.
Paid scientists $50,000 to write reviews that ended up in the New England Journal of Medicine. It was in the 1960s.
Scientists from like Harvard.
And JAMA. Huh. Showing that sugar was not the problem for our health. It was fat.
They lied,
so they
and that's criminal. Yeah. Okay. That's criminal.
And it cost our population millions of lives because it wasn't fat. It was
and
sugar.
Billions of dollars.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah, and you talk about how they have the right ratio of salty and
the bliss
sweet.
Point.
And all,
the
bliss
it's called
point.
The bliss
that's
point.
Right. That's
and they,
right.
And it's not just or the texture. Right combination of fat, sugar, and salt. It's the right meltiness, crunchiness, aroma. Yeah. They know all of that. Yeah. Now do you see why we call it a war?
Now, how about caffeine? I mean, I always thought that coffee was good for the brain, but is there such a thing as too much caffeine?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
So in some ways, the coffee itself can be. It's got antioxidants. It's got cahawal that can be good for the brain.
Right.
It's the caffeine piece that you have to be careful about.
Caffeine constricts blood flow to the brain, and anything that constricts blood flow to an organ prematurely ages that organ.
Really?
There are all sorts of other ways to stay healthy. And another lie is, well, I should have 2 glasses of red wine a day. But there's a study from Johns Hopkins that say people who drink every day have a smaller brain.
And they also are more likely to get cancer.
And when it comes to the brain, size matters. So it's the only organ in your body where size really does matter.
Yeah.
You don't want your brain shrinking.
Yeah, now it's the thinking is that your brain does shrink over time with age. Is that
so? You
but
have
it's
to do
not
that
inevitable.
Written in stone?
No.
It's normal.
Yeah,
but not inevitable.
Okay,
and that's what we get excited about.
Yeah.
You can do things to prevent it.
Our CEO here, for example, we talk about her in the show. She's brilliant, and we love her. But she had 8 concussions racing cars.
Wow.
And she was poisoned with arsenic.
Oh, my God.
And she was electrocuted.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, it's like, wow. And her brain looked awful.
Horrible.
But when she fell in love with it, when she understood it and took the supplements, changed her diet, we put her in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, her brain was much better 11 years later. And she's better.
Wow.
And she's not going to be a burden to her children.
Wait, it sounded like it made it sound like you meant it took 11 years. It didn't take 11 years.
Did I say 11 months?
Yes. You said 11 years.
11 months.
Okay.
11 months.
I guess along those lines, then, you talk a lot about, again, this physical component, the body and the mind and exercise. What are exercises that are good for the brain? And is there such a thing as too much or the wrong kind of exercise?
Well, for one thing, the type of exercise that's the best is the one you will do. Okay, right. So that's where you need to start. So all movement matters.
Good
because
point.
We can talk about the most optimal exercise, but if you're stuck in a wheelchair, okay, let's just say all right. movement matters, okay?
Yeah.
So wherever you're starting from, as long as you're moving your body, it's going to make a difference. Let's mm-hmm. just start there. From there, walking is great for you. Whatever you can do and will do is what's going to be the best. But there are certain types of exercise that really do optimize brain function, and that would be things that utilize complex moves bilaterally, so both sides of the body, which is one of the reasons I love martial arts.
So coordination?
Right.
Okay.
And Daniel
it
loves...
activates the cerebellum.
Yeah.
And there's a brand new study that's just out that people who play racket sports live longer than everybody else. Love that because I play table tennis. But football didn't live longer than anybody else. Or soccer didn't live longer than anybody else.
Because you're hurting your head.
Because of the jostling around and the injuries? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I played in the U.S. National Table Tennis Tournament.
Really?
And there was not one head injury of the 800 people who showed up. Not one in ping pong. Now, martial arts, the complex move.
If you're doing UFC, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
To have increased gray matter in the brain, which means more processing units. But you have to protect your head.
Right.
Okay. Also, with martial arts, you're also incorporating kind of that the relaxing and kind of getting your mind.
Again,
in
if
the
you're
right
doing
place,
UFC, then probably not. But if you are into the traditional aspect of it, then yes.
What about brain exercises? What kind of mental exercises and brain training works best?
So it's not one thing. So that's the important
it's new
thing.
Learning.
People who just do crossword puzzles, it's like going to the gym, doing right bicep curls, and then leaving, right? I mean, you have to work out your whole brain. So left front part of your brain, it's language. So we play Boggle, we play Scrabble, we're always
working
with
words.
The right side is laughter can stimulate the right side of your brain. So comedies are, it's good for your immune system as well. Coordination exercises, learning how to dance. So dancing is perfect, but if you drink when you dance, it ruins the benefit. Learning a language is awesome, but putting together a room.
Math games,
Chess?
That
a myth?
Yes.
That chess,
no, it's
chess
good.
Is good for?
Yeah, it's a strategy.
Because it's a forethought game.
It's a strategy game. Lobes.
Okay. How about these smartphone brain apps like Luminosity? Do those actually do any good?
Actually, very little evidence that they work. So it's better to go for a walk, better to lift weights. Better to go play a game of ping pong than to just mindlessly try to beat the app.
How about Google Maps? Bad for the brain? I've seen some people saying
really
we're getting very dependent on these things and we're losing our ability to navigate
like
around
me
spaces.
Who always got lost.
Yeah,
so that's
except so the downside is we are diagnosing Alzheimer's disease later than ever, because one of the ways we commonly would diagnose it is the family would become freaked out because dad couldn't find his way home.
Right.
And he's been living in that city for 30 years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he can't find his way home and he's confused and people go, he needs to go to the doctor. Well, now when he can't find the way home, he just Googles it and he finds the way home. So we're actually diagnosing people 4 or 5 years later when it's harder. The later you get diagnosed, the harder it is to do anything about it.
You also say that you recommend music for brain health. Mm. What is there specific types of music that are better for the brain?
Well, again, probably
not Metallica.
Things that you want to listen to. But hateful music is going to irritate you, and it's going to cause you
to
feel
more hateful.
Although
I'm a rock girl, so I really like rock music.
Well, rock can be awesome, but I think the words
It matters.
The words matter. So. Okay.
The words matter. The rhythm matters. If you get amped up right before bed, you're probably going to have trouble sleeping. And talking about right before bed and talking about gadgets, you need to put blue light blockers on your phone and on your computers. Because
I don't even know what that is. I mean, I can guess.
Well, the light from your phone is going through your retina and turning off the production of melatonin that tells you to go to sleep.
Yeah.
A blue light blocker.
Yeah, Arianna Huffington said the same thing to me a few months ago when I had her on.
So it's just a simple app. And so when it's dark out, my phone turns yellow. And it's not irritating. Okay. It's fine.
So it's an app. You just download it to the phone.
So when I read at night, it's not upsetting my production of melatonin. I have one on my computer. I have one on my phone. And I sleep better because I do that. And sleep is critical. That's another part of the war, right? On 1900, Americans on average got 9 hours of sleep at night. Now on average, we get 6 hours and 43 minutes. Mm-hmm. Your brain was not evolved or made to go through that kind of radical change in such a short period of time. Because at night, what happens is the brain cleans and washes itself. I have a new kids book out called Time for Bed, Sleepyhead, where I get kids to fall in love with going to sleep because that's what happens. Their brain washes itself at night. And if you don't get enough, your brain gets dirty and it doesn't function well.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that you encourage people to do is to eat during the day and then fast for 12 hours. You even say that sometimes it's good to fast for maybe a full day. And this is something that I've heard lately. It's kind of being trendy in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Tech titans get into this thing where they do just, they go all Tuesday and don't eat. And they say that they're super focused and they're just killing
it. It's like a detox.
Really?
Well, is that, it turns on a process in your body called autophagy, which is Greek for self-eating, where your brain can begin to clean up the trash more. If you stress it a little bit, you know, don't go 3 days without eating. That's a bad thing.
So like yesterday, I did some green juices all day until dinner time, and I felt great.
Okay. Just,
and if I eat at 7, so I finished eating last night at 7, I didn't eat again until 11 this morning.
Do you feel more productive when you're fasting?
You do, and what it does is it helps clean up the synapses in your brain. And whatever I can do, you know, because I'm 62, and I've seen lots of 62-year-old brains, and they're not healthy.
No.
They're not what I want. And given that I love myself, I love my wife, I love my job, I love my family, I want to be as sharp as I can be. Because and I love my children, but I never want to live with them.
Yeah.
I'm really clear that I just, you know, no, I want to be independent. Yeah. But that means I need to make better decisions.
Yeah. How about social connections? You talk about this
critical
idea of choosing your tribe carefully, the loved ones, the people you care about, and those relationships have an effect.
So important. So we talk about a tribe, and it's literally the people you spend time with are contagious. So happiness, studies have shown that happiness is contagious, obesity, diabetes, so illness is contagious, but so is success. Mm-hmm. So I always try to make sure that I'm not necessarily the smartest or most successful or most accomplished person in my tribe. I don't want to be. I'm actually happy if I'm surrounded by people who are smarter, more successful, more giving, more thoughtful than I am, because guess what? It rubs off. Mm-hmm. But if you are hanging out with people who are just partying and throwing their lives away, you become like the people you spend time with. And that can be very scary if they're not healthy. And all you got to do is look around society and you see it everywhere you look.
Let me ask you this then. You said social connections among elderly improve brain health.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that if grandma is getting up in years, maybe you don't want to get a home care nurse for her, and maybe actually being in an assisted living facility would be good for someone who's starting
to age? Well, if she's in one where she's
interacting
engaged
with people
and she's happy about it, part of it is how they feel about it.
Oh,
if she'd rather be with family and you guys are actually spending time with her.
Okay.
Like my grandmother was from another country. So, and she didn't speak English very well. To do that to her would have been very traumatic. So being with family was what was important to her.
Yeah.
So I think it all depends on how they perceive the environment.
Well, and often when people go to an assisted living facility, even if they have early dementia, they let them choose their own food. And if you have early dementia, you are picking bread,
sweet
pasta,
food,
potatoes, rice, sugar. And that accelerates the dementia process. So we're really excited. We have a memory rescue program here at Amen Clinics. And how do you rescue your memory? It starts with food, right? Because your brain uses 20 to 30% of the calories you consume. So if you have a fast food diet or a low quality diet that you see in most hospitals, right?
It's terrible.
That it's going to promote illness in your brain. So it, you know, it's a war if you go to school and school lunches are crap, or you go to the hospital and it's crap. Or we went, because Tana's had thyroid cancer, we went to an endocrinologist at UCLA and he had cookies and candy in his waiting room.
This is an endocrinologist.
I'm like, we need to leave. Because, you know, I mean, it's like the healer has the weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. Well, before we go, just real quickly, I'm going to run something by you. I'm pretty sure you're going to tell me it's BS. But I was talking to a guy named Dr. Nick Bostrom at Oxford, who's a brilliant guy. He's very big in robotics and AI. And then I started to hear the same thing from some people who are kind of Silicon Valley types. Nicotine gum. There are some people who they never smoked in their whole life, but suddenly started chewing nicotine gum.
Why?
And found it gave them this huge brain boost. And
of course it does.
Several people only swear by caffeine and nicotine gum. What do you think about that?
Of course I do. But nicotine also constricts blood flow to the brain.
Oh, okay.
You can tell the skin of a smoker.
Okay.
Well, but it works. Short-term benefit.
Right, but it's
long-term
toxic.
Yeah.
Problem. Okay. Short-term benefit.
Okay.
Long-term problem. That's why you burn out those circuits.
Not a good solution.
There's a reason
it's
that
a bad
they have
solution.
On, wait,
okay.
Wait.
Just, I figured you'd say.
But hold on. There's a reason they have on the package that you cannot exceed a certain amount in a day because it's toxic. So you can't have more than a certain amount.
Okay. You know, I think the people
who
need
No, most people don't
know
that.
The people who benefit from it and the people who need it are usually sleep deprived.
Really?
They're not focused on sleep.
Mm-hmm. Or they have ADD like me.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm drawn to things with caffeine, or I'm drawn to, I had never believed in ADD before I met my husband. I thought it was a bunch of nonsense, but now it explains my whole entire life.
Yeah.
And I do believe
and
in
your
it.
Mother, and your
right.
I have ADD too.
Yeah. So you're drawn to that if you have ADD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, terrific. Thank you so much for sitting down with me. The book again is called The Brain Warrior's Way. Ignite your energy and focus, attack illness and aging, transform pain into purpose.
Plus, can we tell them about our podcast?
Yes.
So
let's
we
tell
have
them about the
brand new Brain
website.
Warriors Way podcast, where we give people a little bit of motivation, information, and hope.
And a lot of fun.
Every day.
Terrific. And do you have a website where people can find out more about the clinic here?
So amenclinics.com. So Amen, like the last word in a prayer. Imagine growing up with that last name.
A-M-E-N.
Clinics.com or brainwarriorswaypodcast.com.
Terrific. Dr. and Mrs. Amen, thank you so much for talking to me. Thanks again to Dr. Daniel and Tana Amen for joining me on the podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, then subscribe to the Amen's new podcast, The Brain Warrior's Way Podcast, on iTunes. You can order their book, The Brain Warrior's Way, Ignite Your Energy and Focus, Attack Illness and Aging, Transform Pain into Purpose, on Amazon. Or you can download the audio version for free through a special trial offer just for our listeners at audibletrial.com/kickassnews. For more information, visit brainwarriorsway.com or amenclinics.com. Follow the Amens on Twitter at Doc Amen and at Tana Amen. Don't forget to take our listener survey so we can keep the show free and find advertisers who are best matched to you, our listeners. Just take 5 minutes to go to podsurvey.com/kick and take the survey. And when you're done, be sure to register for that $100 Amazon gift card giveaway. Be sure to subscribe to Kick-Ass News on iTunes and leave us a review while you're there. You can like Kick-Ass News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KAPolitics. And please be sure to recommend Kick-Ass News to your friends on your social media. And if you really want to help out, then donate to our GoFundMe campaign at GoFundMe.com/KickAssNews or click on the donate button at KickAssNews.com. As always, I welcome your comments, questions, and suggestions at comments@KickAssNews.com. For now, though, I'm Ben Mathis, and thanks for listening to Kick-Ass News. Kick-Ass News is a trademark of Mathis Entertainment, Inc.